you just continue to work. You know, Coach breaks the season down very simply, 16 one-game seasons, and we got to continue to each week prepare as if it's the only thing that matters. You know, so this week, Jet season, didn't turn out the way we wanted to, but just continue to strive to move forward to the next week, which is the Saints. Yeah, there were a number of times where microphone went completely dead, speakers went completely dead, and couldn't hear anything. So, you know, we just got to find a way to get into a manageable play and run it. And it starts with tempo, starts with getting back in the huddle, starts with getting the play communicated and going.
On the safety play, it looked like you were clapping your hands to try to get Mike Williams' attention, and then Jeremy snapped the ball. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I know that's exactly what happened. You know, we needed the clock was running down, needed to get Mike over into the formation, and you know, as I'm leaning over, the ball goes flying past me.
Coach said that just offense still not really, you get that sense as well.
Oh, no question, but it's not so much the plays, it's getting up, getting everything communicating, getting the line, and you know, this was a great test. It's unfortunate we had to drop the game, but at the same time, the Jets bring a lot. You know, they mix up the fronts, mix up personnels, bring different pressures, and you know, it's a good learning experience. But at the same time, extremely disappointed with the outcome.
Talk about the final drive,
You know, it's the end of the game. You know, you got to find a way to do something to get the ball downfield, and you know, the first two attempts to Ogletree were unsuccessful, but the Jets came out and brought a blitz. You know, Doug had a nice run right before the 2 minute, but you know, it was really, it's everybody being on the same page, you know, as far as protection, keeping it solid inside. Then they brought the safety off the edge, and Vincent ran his side adjust. And
Yeah,
Vincent did a great job, you know, and that's the type of guy he is. You know, Vincent's a guy that day in and day out comes in and I get the ball in his hands, and a guy who does something special. Yeah, I know there were a couple times the sprint out right out of the red zone, you know, things slipped. Then you got they brought the safety off the edge. You kind of grabbed Doug and then they'll swing to the left. But, you know, we got a special talent in Doug, you know, and trying to get the ball in his hands is something that we definitely have to capitalize on.
You were in this situation a few times last year where you take a lead late in the game, maybe not this late, and then you're kind of sitting over there on the bench. What are you thinking? And what's it?
You know, I just sit back and, you know, at that point, the outcome is really out of my hands. So just see how it unfolds.
Josh, I know Revis was a bit limited today, but does he bring something to this team that maybe you haven't had before,
sort of
presence perhaps?
Yeah, I think the addition of Revis and Goldson, both those guys. But, yeah, I mean, Darrell's working his way back, and I think the way they're going about it is handling on his time. You know, you don't want to throw him back in. You don't want to put too much on him. You want to make sure that he's got, from a physical standpoint, make sure that he's gets his knee back where it needs to be and is ready to go. But, no, I think he definitely, the caliber of player he is, he's definitely been huge for us, definitely in the locker room. You know, when you have another talent like that on defense, he's a quality locker room guy.
I know there are enough mistakes to go around during this game. How tough is it for a kid like Dave to place real hard?
Yeah, and I mean, it's unfortunate. I'm sure that's something that will be replayed a number of times between now and next week's game. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. You know, I know he's got to be upset, and I know he's going to learn from it, but, yeah, I mean, it's about it.
How challenging, Joshua, would be to put this game behind you guys as a team with a division opponent coming in the home opener?
You know, for probably, I'd say, the next 24 hours, you know, they're going to be in a rough on everyone. Everybody's going to be going back, watching the film, critiquing everything they did. But, you know, once we break tomorrow and once you go to bed tomorrow night, you really have to drop it and move on, you know, because the Saints don't care what happened to our game. They don't care whether we won or lost. They just know that they're coming to our house, and we got to be prepared for them.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Darrell.
Thanks, Darrell.
Coming in right now.